is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of the program. You dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne. And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. Still to come, the Bubble Congress. We'll explain what that means. Bizarre-sounding story, and it is. We'll get to that. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, and we'll go first to Teresa, listening in somewhere. Teresa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. Teresa in Fullerton. Thank you.
Fullerton.
I just want to let you know, yes, Fullerton, California.
What's on your mind tonight, Teresa?
Yes, thank you. Arizona, what's happening there for Arizona is that, you know, I pray for the people that have lost their loved ones.
It's terrible.
But I want to let you know that this is a false flag attack. This is
what?
A false flag attack.
What
I think
Wait, hold on now. Let's define what that means. The definitions I understand it of false flag is that the government essentially or some secret governmental organization basically sets an event up for the purpose of essentially increasing giving the government an excuse to increase its size and scope and power over people's lives. What makes you believe that the mass murderer over this past weekend in Arizona at the Safeway parking lot was a false flag attack?
Well, first of all, he was a deranged individual. He's mentally ill.
Okay, that much I agree with you on. He is definitely crazy.
Yeah, you have these people over, you know, the human suicide bombers that are suicidal. They're crazy. These are people that they planted the bombs. They walk right in. They don't know what they're doing, but they get bombed and they level the whole playing field.
But that's a religious beliefs. They believe they're going to have how many virgins is it if they do that?
The number keeps going up.
It keeps going up. Yeah. But in this guy's case, he seems deranged. But the only thing that doesn't add up for me around that is that they probably would have really set him up to be look like a Tea Party member or something. Whereas this guy was a lefty, he was actually more apolitical, but a little bit more on the lefty side, which wouldn't really play into their hands to pass new repressive laws.
Plus, he's freaking crazy. This guy can't put a sentence together. What makes you think that he was involved in some kind of plot?
Have you seen his mugshot? They're trying to scare us. It's a scare tactic. They want to creep us down on our
hands.
He's
a creepy guy. He's scary.
It's true, but if I could say something, they want to do a shock value on us. They want to scare us to death.
Wait a minute. Now, what you're pointing out here is the media's response to this. They're printing the mugshot. Maybe you're right. The media wants to scare you because they want you to tune in through a commercial break.
Let a crisis go to waste.
So you can see what's going to happen during the next segment, even though nothing has changed. But you're jumping ahead. You're getting ahead of what you're arguing for. You're saying that it was a false flag, which means...
Maybe you're using the terminology wrong.
Maybe you are using the terminology wrong.
You defined it for her. You didn't let her talk. You haven't let her talk yet.
That's not true at all.
She hasn't got one full. She hasn't been able to put two sentences together.
You got a friend here.
The whole thing is from what I understand, is a false flag attack. This is my definition of that. Is that it is all orchestrated by the elitists, by the shadow government, if you will.
Isn't that what I said, Mark? Wasn't that my definition? She didn't challenge my definition, did she?
Right. Now, which shadow government agency is? Are they controlling this guy? I mean, how are they controlling him? Because he seems legitimately like a lunatic on his own.
I've got two words for you.
Okay.
Eight. The number eight, corporations. End of story, game over. We don't have a dog
in the
fight.
Ended any story.
We don't have a dog in the... Well, what I meant is that we don't have... Shadow government is overtaking the whole entire world. Look at the world. I've never seen this economic crisis throughout the world.
So basically, you are...
We had a deal. We have never had...
I'm sorry, Mark. I can't just let her go through five sentences because it's all crazy. Look.
I don't want to scare anyone.
You need to explain...
It doesn't matter if you care. We don't care if you try to scare somebody.
If you want to make the allegation that this is a false flag attack, I'd like you to explain how you believe that they have control over this young man who is totally nutso.
you see the mugshot that is fixated on AOL front page, and they have this snarling look. The scares, not alone can they grab our private parts over at TSA, over at the airport. Uh-huh. They want to hone us down. They want to hone us onto the FEMA camp. They take us to the train.
You didn't answer my question. I'm trying to have a conversation here, and I understand. I understand, Teresa, that you have concerns with the police state. I share some of those concerns with the police state.
I think it's great that AOL.com's still up.
Right. Okay. So my question again was: if you're going to allege this is a false flag attack, please speculate to me as to how you believe it occurred. How do they have control over this man who can't even put sentences together correctly?
This is a perfect opportunity. First, they find a state. A state is very controversial. They hit a judge. They hit a congressperson. They hit a child. It hit everybody's heart. Now Obama drama is going to. If I can make a statement here, Obama is going to go ahead and make a little.
You're dodging. Now you're dodging the question.
She hasn't answered a single one of my questions.
I haven't even finished. Yeah. I said I'll back you up when I think that you've been wrong. However, you're really not answering his question. Does Jared Loughner exist?
That wasn't my question.
No, he does not exist.
What?
Strike the root, my friend.
What are you talking about?
It's a personification of the eight corporations. Just sit back and listen
just a
minute.
You're out of your mind.
And you've been bought out. And you've been bought out by the media. Julian Assange is transparency. From the very beginning to the very end.
What are you talking about?
Read about the Bilderberg Group.
The Bilderberg Group. It's a group of elite people who meet together in a hotel, and they talk about how to control the world. What does that have to do with your allegations of the eight corporation and this man being a personification who doesn't exist? What the heck does that mean?
It's all interrelated. If you want me to go in for sound bites, I can't do that. All I'm telling you is what I know.
You don't have answers. That's why. All you have are allusions to conspiracy theories. You don't have any kind of answers. You have nothing substantive.
You have a blank book. You have a script that you read, and you go for it from the beginning to the end of the day.
You are paranoid and crazy.
I am. Look, how about you? You're paranoid.
No, we don't get a check from the Bilderberg Group. We do not have a script.
I didn't have to say you were going to, but media is being bought and sold.
Well,
the television company.
This media is not being bought and sold.
Can I say one last thing? Can I say one last thing if I may, please? TV. Okay, television. Okay, tuberculosis. You put it on 2, 4, and 7. You got this bimbo, blonde hair, blue-eyed, pretty girl. They're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But they talk about Lindsay Lohan. They talk about Michael Jackson.
Oh, I share your concerns on that.
When there are some serious stuff out in the world that is going to crucify all of us.
No doubt. That's because of the bread and circuses. Teresa, I agree on that point, okay? I agree on that point.
Do you agree we don't have a dog in this fight?
Teresa, name for me a natural disaster, something that has occurred without the Bilderberg's influence in the last decade.
Try HAARP, HAARP.
That was not an answer to the question. Listen to what I'm saying. Stop talking.
I'm trying to sound like a politician because I think you only listen to the politicians. I think that's the only way they can get themselves on board.
You don't even know politicians are thieves and liars.
You don't even know who you're talking to.
Oh, no, please. You know, can I say something?
Has there been a natural disaster, something that has occurred without the intervention of the Bilderberg Group in the last decade?
No.
Thanks for the call.
Like, you know, there couldn't possibly be a hurricane. There couldn't possibly be an earthquake. I mean, hello, world. This is what conspiracy theory looks like. Like, there's nothing that could possibly happen that it's the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Freemasons, you pick it, the Templar Knights, I don't care. If you don't believe that there hasn't been a natural occurrence, something bad that's happened on Earth before this, since this group came into inception, I can't believe anything you say.
She did not have one substantive answer to any of the questions that I asked.
Notice how I delved to the root of the problem.
You did nail that one, though, Mark. But 800-259-9231, I guarantee you.
You're lucky I'm going to save your crappy little radio show.
She sounded a little freaked out.
She's definitely a freak. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free lines. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Don't have to be coherent to call this show. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can bring up whatever you want. But if you bring up something, don't expect us to just allow you to lecture. There has to be a discussion. we have questions. If you want to make an allegation, like something really outrageous, like suggesting that Jared Loughner was an agent working on behest of the federal government when he's actually some crazy Looney Tunes who can't...
She did not allege that. She said he didn't exist.
Well, that's true. You
she just, you know, he's either some random picture.
He's an apparition.
Or, you know, just some picture they got off the internet or something. And this was actually a CIA black op or something.
Wow.
I don't know what she was talking about.
So,
and there, those things do exist, but you don't want to sit there and try to ram a round peg through a square hole. And that's, I think you're reaching for it a little bit here.
Well, the conspiracy theorist is constantly trying to find out, constantly trying to uncover the truth, even when it stares them right in the face. I mean, this guy was seen by multiple witnesses on video. I mean, this guy was clearly the person who was involved in the shooting. And to just deny that really is, it's just to ignore reality. Anyway, so we're going to ask you questions about what it is you're going to call in. I mean, if you're going to make an allegation like that, that the federal government was behind this, I mean, it's ludicrous.
They're behind a lot of stuff, but
no doubt.
Probably not this.
And they are killers. The federal government are killers, and they're dangerous, and they don't do good things. They hurt people. No doubt about all that. And I agree with her point. She wouldn't, you know, we can barely get in the point that I agreed with her, but I agreed with her point that, yeah, the mainstream media is sensational, and they do take these stories, and they do blow them out to some extent out of proportion, and they do want to scare you. They want you to continue tuning into their product. And, yes, the pretty girls on the mainstream media's reports, they do talk about things like American Idol, and that is the bread and circuses aspect of the world that the society in which we live that keeps people distracted and keeps them away from important news and important information. So
your Bilderberg handlers just have you say that kind of stuff.
That part, that part,
you're
I agree
to the
with.
Meeting next month, aren't you?
I want my check.
So let's
get my Bilderberg check.
I want one too.
Let's continue here at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything, but first this message from SACL.
Yeah, right. Is it? Well, I was actually on the IM here with Jason Osborne of SACL CAI, and he thought that call was awesome. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections.
Well, the call would not have been awesome had we just let her ramble on.
Who's we? I saved that call.
Oh, boy, here we go.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is a great company to try. Give them a try out. Their principal, Jason Osborne, is a big proponent of liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com. See their banner at the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
And you know what? Collectibles are a pain in the neck for business owners. I've been finding myself in this position. And, you know, you don't know what to say.
Collections, you mean?
Yeah, collections. I mean, the other day I had to send a client an email about a collection and, you know, kind of remind him. And I said, you know, Tom, attaches our receivable statement for your company for 2010. Invoice number 22 seems to have fallen down a bent over Irish plumber's crack. Please look into it. And I know I'm not going to get paid, but I didn't know what else to say. So if I had a professional doing that, then maybe I would get paid.
The possibility exists. You know, you didn't get into business to do collections. Letting someone else handle that can make it a lot easier. SACL CAI.
All right. So 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. So the 10 things, Wayne, you wanted to share with us about the way things might look had the Federal Reserve not ever been created.
Okay. Well, the vast majority of Americans.
Where's this coming from, by the way?
This is coming from... you know, it's out of Helium, but I know it's posted from somewhere else. I can find that out.
Okay, yeah, just curious. Always good to cite our sources here.
Yeah. The vast majority of Americans, including many of those who believe they are educated about the Federal Reserve, do not really understand how the Federal Reserve really makes money for the international banking people. Many of those opposed to the Federal Reserve will point out to the record $80.9 billion in profits that the Federal Reserve made last year as evidence that they are robbing the American people blind. But then those defending the Fed will point out that the Fed returned $78.4 billion to the U.S. Treasury. As a result, the Fed only made a couple of billion dollars last year. Pretty harmless, eh? Well, actually, no. You see, the money that the Federal Reserve directly makes is not the issue. Rather, the magic of the Federal Reserve system is that it took the power of money creation away from the U.S. government and gave it to the bankers.
Hmm.
Now, the only way that the U.S. government can inject money into the economy is by going into more debt. But when new government debt is created, the amount of money to pay interest on the debt is not also created. In this way, it was intended by the international bankers that the U.S. government debt would expand indefinitely, and the U.S. money supply would also expand indefinitely.
It's a debt-based economy.
Yes, it's a Ponzi scheme. In the process, the international bankers would become insanely
wealthy. Of course, things
wouldn't
be better. Just to point out, the one point I disagree with so far is that things would not be better had the federal government had total control over printing the money. I can't imagine they'd be any better because they were the ones that chose to hand it off to the Federal Reserve in the first place.
And they could inflate. It would just be debt-free money if they were to print it up. That's the difference. There wouldn't be interest on it. Let me get to the 10 points here. I'll scroll down. But in 1922, Henry Ford wrote the following. Quote, the people must be
socialist,
helped.
By the way.
Yes. The people must be helped to think naturally about money. They must be told what it is and what makes it money and what are the possible tricks of the present system, which put nations and peoples under the control of the few. So number
he was
one,
right about that.
Yes, he definitely was.
And, of course, nobody did that. The American young people have been kept in the dark about what money is. The government school system does not educate young people as to what money really is and what the medium of exchange is supposed to be, and it's supposed to be backed by value, any of that. You don't learn that in government school.
You don't learn it even in private universities and in economics departments in most cases either. And Henry Ford also did say also that if the American people ever understood the monetary system, there would be a revolution tomorrow.
Mm. So well, I would agree. I agree that if enough people understood it, that they would be outraged.
Let me skip down here a little bit. So number one, if the U.S. government had been issuing debt-free money all this time, the U.S. government could conceivably have a national debt of $0.
Well, conceivably.
Conceivably.
But not likely.
Instead, we currently have a national debt that's over $14 trillion. Number two, if the U.S. government had been issuing debt-free money all this time, the U.S. government would likely not be spending one penny on interest payments. Instead, the U.S. government spent over $413 billion in interest on the national debt last year. This money that belonged to the U.S. taxpayers that was transferred to the U.S. government, which in turn was transferred to the wealthy international bankers and other foreign governments.
You know, they keep on talking about the U.S. government and its,
clearly, that's the editorial position.
Yeah, creating yes. a currency that is a value that isn't messed with. But, you know, they've had their chance on multiple occasions, and I'm not willing to turn over the managing of even a proper currency. Even if we could wipe out what exists today and replace it with simply a metal-backed currency with gold and silver and copper and things like that, that people believed at one point that their currency was... I don't trust these people to keep their hands out of the cookie jar. I think that they'll return first fractional reserve banking, and then they'll return, create some kind of fiat currency. They'll make it illegal to possess metals yourselves. All the things they've done in the past. I want the United States government the heck out of the business of currency, because people will figure out what mediums they want to exchange.
All right, we'll come back with more of this here in a moment. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Of course, the ideal situation would be to have the marketplace providing competing currency.
Exactly.
More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki. Over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. You can edit virtually anything on the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. As a matter of fact, the public policy, there are more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. and across the United States working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. Internship responsibilities can include scrutinizing legislation for wasteful projects and onerous regulations, researching market-based approaches, and placing articles in media outlets, leveraging blogs and social networking, and mobilizing supporters. If you're interested in that, libertarianinternships.com has, you can go there, sign up for more information, and receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com. Don't forget the generous stipend, housing assistance, and career workshops.
You know, earlier tonight, we actually just happened to mention the Index of Economic Freedom, and there's a new one out. Just came out, apparently. So we'll give an update on which country in the world is the most economically free? Coming up here in a little bit, 800-259-9231. If you've heard this before, then you might already be able to guess.
Yeah, I'm surprised what the winner is on this one.
So, but in the meantime, we're going to continue with one of the reasons why this country is not the most economically free. So here's a clear hint. It's not the United States. In fact, United States is number 9 on the list. One of the reasons, big reasons why, is because they're sucking the value out of the economy by the fact that they have a fiat currency that allows the government people and their buddies at the Federal Reserve to wave a magic wand to create more money and put it into circulation, thereby essentially enriching the bankers and enriching the people up at the top, the corporateers up at the top of the pyramid, if you will, enriching them, and then that money falls down to the rest of us in the economy, and essentially it's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, so therefore prices tend to go up as a result of that, making it your buying power even less than it's ever been in the past.
Hidden tax.
Yeah, it's a vicious hidden tax.
And Mark brought something up really important at the break, and that is that a lot of times, like this author uses the term international bankers, and some people, that's a code word for Jews.
Yeah.
And we love Jews. We love all people. And this is not about attacking any groups or anything.
I don't hear that, Mark. I mean, international banker is a statement about people that do banking around the world. I haven't heard any allusion to racism or bigotry in this.
It always prickles my ear.
Yeah, for some people, they'll take it that way. I understand what Mark is saying.
Well, one of our program directors and talk show hosts, we're on WSPD AM in Toledo, Ohio on Saturday nights, and Brian Wilson is one of the talk show hosts there. He's also the program director of the radio station.
Yeah, this is interesting, this controversy. Surrounding him.
Yeah, he just recently got into some hot water in Toledo because he made a comment. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he was talking about school children in the school district there in or some class or whatever, and he made this statement about, well, these monkeys.
Yeah.
And so, of course, some people are coming out and saying, he's a racist! Monkey is clearly a pejorative term for black people. And I'm sorry, there was no context to suggest he was talking about black kids. The school isn't a majority black or anything like that. It's 25% black, as I understand it.
I used to call my kids little monkeys because right. That's how they run around and jump around.
I call Jack a little monkey, too. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't know why people... I understand, like, some people will use that term as a pejorative term for black people, and I get it, but what I don't want to lose is the ability to... call anything by a primate. You know, I mean, at what point do you is orangutan, gorilla, monkey, ape, and every sort of term alluding to a primate now a pejorative term against people of African American descent?
Yeah, that gets a little ridiculous, but I just thought we should address that. But yeah. Anyway, getting back to that.
Top 10 things that might be different in the absence of a Federal Reserve.
Yes, and we were just finishing up number 2 when we discussed the fact that the U.S. government spent over $413 billion on interest last year. And if it keeps going at its present rate, the government will projectedly be paying $900 billion in interest by the year 2019. But that's at a present rate, and it seems to be going up exponentially. Let's get to number 3. If the U.S. government could issue debt-free money, there would not even have to be a debate about raising the debt ceiling because such a debate would not even be necessary. Number 4, if the U.S. government could issue debt-free money, it is conceivable that we would not even need an IRS. You doubt this? Well, the truth is that the United States did just fine for well over 100 years without a national income tax. But about the same time, the Federal Reserve was created, an income tax was also created as well.
That's right.
Year.
Yep.
1913.
The whole idea was that the wealth of the American people would be transferred to the U.S. government by force and then transferred into the hands of the ultra-wealthy in forms of interest payments. Now, again,
and those are the U.S. government.
Yeah, but there was nothing wrong with being wealthy. The problem is there are wealthy people who use the government to steal from the public. They're predatory, and that's what we're talking about, predatory practices where people use government to pick other people's pockets. Number 5, if the Federal Reserve did not exist, we would not be on the verge of national insolvency. The Congressional Budget Office is projecting that the U.S. government debt held by the public would reach a staggering 716% of GDP by the year 2080. Well, that means a lot. We won't be around. Anyway, we'll get into the debt spiral thing at another time. Number 6, if the Federal Reserve did not exist, the big Wall Street banks would not have such an overwhelming advantage. Most Americans simply have no idea that over the last several years, the Federal Reserve has been giving gigantic piles of nearly interest-free money to the big Wall Street banks, which they turned right around and started lending to the federal government at a much higher rate of return. I don't know about you, but if I were allowed to do that, I could make a whole bunch of money very quickly. In fact, it has come out that the Federal Reserve made over $9 trillion in overnight loans to major banks, large financial institutions, and other friends during the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009.
Well, certainly the bankers are given privileges. When they sign on board with this system, they have some real sweet deals that come along with this. I mean, being associated with the Federal Reserve gives you the ability to create money from thin air, essentially. Not only does the Federal Reserve get to create money from thin air, but their member banks also do as well.
Well, they essentially...
They loan it into existence.
Right, yes. They loan it into an existence, but that doesn't mean they're not responsible for it. Do you understand? So if I would,
they're not responsible if they get bailed out.
Indeed.
Yeah, and they needed bailouts.
And they did.
Yeah, major bailouts.
And of course, it's the big boys that are getting the bailouts,
yes.
Not the little guys.
A lot of little guys got bailouts, too.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of them are getting shut down.
Indeed.
So.
There's also a revolving door between some of these big Wall Street banks and the U.S. Treasury. Look at a lot of the people who were the Treasury secretaries used to work for a famous Wall Street investment bank. We won't mention the names. I think we all know what it is. Let's get to number seven. If the Federal Reserve...
Why not mention the name?
Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
There we go. If the Federal Reserve did not exist, number seven, it is theoretically conceivable that we would have an economy with little or no inflation. Of course, that would greatly depend on the discipline of our government officials, which is not very great at this point. But the sad truth is that our current system is always going to produce inflation. In fact, the Federal Reserve system was originally designed to be inflationary. Just check out the inflation charts that are, this one's posted below, but you can look at this.
It's generally a true statement.
Yes.
Except for the case where you actually could have deflation, and some would say we are. Because
we do in some areas,
right?
Well, that's just lower prices because of lower demand, but
well, no, deflation of the money supply, where loans are being called in, that money's going away.
Yes,
that's deflationary.
True. That can be deflationary. It depends on where the money flows, because they could be pulling the money in from the small business, but then the banks could have plenty of money.
How many more do we have here, Wayne?
We're up to number eight.
All right, so more coming up here. A few more of the things that could be the case in the absence of the Federal Reserve, but. Clearly, this doesn't go far enough, so let's talk about our vision for what could be possible in the absence of the Federal Reserve. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This guy's really only describing a baby step sort of a change. We need to take a huge leap into monetary freedom. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room's built in to the very same page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do all that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, the webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off of list price. It's hard to imagine, but it's true. I've gone there and I've taken a look myself. It's memorydealers.com. If you're in the market for optical transceivers, they also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can get the private labeling done overnight. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're sharing with you, and Wayne, did you ever discover what the source of this piece was?
Yes, it's the Economic Collapse blog.
Okay, so 10 things, according to them, that would maybe be the case if the Federal Reserve were never created. We're on number 8.
We're on number 8.
And this is not a particularly liberty-oriented vision that they're presenting. They just want to put the government's back in total control over money creation. And essentially, they are still in control of it. They're the ones that helped create and implement the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But I understand their point, and maybe you could argue it'd be slightly better.
I think it probably would, because you wouldn't have the interest payments, which are huge. Which suck a lot of money off the top of the economy.
But many people argue that politicians have a short-term view, whereas the bankers have a longer-term view. I don't know. I mean, to me, having anyone in control of the money supply means that they're going to fiddle with it.
Yeah, having a money monopoly.
If I was in control of the money supply, I would fiddle with it.
There's too much temptation.
It's been going on for years. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years in the past when money actually was gold and silver, when it would pass through the House of State, they would chip pieces off the edge. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. So let's continue.
There's more clever ways to inflate. Number 8, if the Federal Reserve had never been created, the U.S. dollar would not be a dying currency. Since the Federal Reserve was created, the U.S. dollar has lost well over 95% of its purchasing power. By constantly inflating the currency, it transfers financial power away from those already holding the wealth namely the American people, to those who were able to create more currency and more government debt. Back in 1913, the total U.S. national debt was just under $3 billion. Today, the U.S. government is spending approximately $6.85 million per minute, and the U.S. national debt is increasing by over $4 billion per day. Number nine, if the Federal Reserve did not exist, we would not have an unelected, unaccountable fourth branch of government running around that has gotten completely out of totally out of control. Even some members of Congress are now openly complaining about how much power the Fed has. For example, Ron Paul told MSNBC last year that he believes that the Federal Reserve now has more power than Congress. Number 10. If the Federal Reserve had never been created, the American people would be much more free. We would not be enslaved to this horrific national debt. Our politicians would not have to run around the globe begging people to lend us money. The representatives that we directly elect would be the ones setting the national monetary policy. Now, this is where we all differ from this fellow. We believe that the federal government should have their hands out of money completely. Should be
A lot of his are speculative, suggesting that, well, if we just had responsible members of Congress, then things would be better.
Yeah.
But where's the evidence that would happen?
Right.
Even in the absence of the Federal Reserve.
If lions ate grass, then what would, you know, how would the world look?
Right. And this is number 10, so I think we should kind of veer off into our own realm here, because I think this is definitely a step in the right direction, and the fact that people...
Even, it's good that people are talking about
they're talking about it, exactly. But I think that, as you've mentioned, he's not going far enough, that the interest rate should be set by the marketplace based on the supply and demand for money. A. Second, yeah, debt-free money is great, but, you know, there has to be some kind of worldwide bankruptcy, because there's just more debt than anybody could ever mathematically pay back. So everything around the world, because this is not just the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The European countries are in the same boat. Latin America, you name it. They're all in major debt. And the only way that you start fresh and rebuild is, if you have a lot of debt, is you go bankrupt and you liquidate your debt and you start over.
So how do we get from here to there? That's the tricky part. Because what I'd like to see is a true free market in money, where banks or private companies or individuals or whoever wants to could enter into the marketplace and bring some sort of currency to the market and try to persuade people to use their currency. And, of course, as happens in the market, there would be competition and hopefully the best would rise to the top. You know, just as we've seen with Blu-ray versus HD DVD. You guys remember that? Well, maybe most people don't remember HD DVD because it wasn't as good. The marketplace chose Blu-ray in that case. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't still be another video format. I mean, for years there was VHS and there was Laserdisc. So in the same way there could be multiple currencies that are frequented and passed around between individuals in the marketplace. I think having that that open market and currency is a great idea, but the tricky part is getting there.
Well, first of all, repealing the legal tender laws would help a lot, because then you could choose, you could make an agreement with somebody how you want to pay them.
You can do that now, but the legal tender laws force business owners and everybody, I think, to take the Federal Reserve notes as payment.
There's not many people out there that won't take Federal Reserve notes. The biggest problem is the ability to compete. The Liberty Dollar, as many of our longtime listeners will remember, was shut down for attempting to compete too well with the United States.
And those folks are still facing federal charges.
And they got too successful. At first they ignored them, but then as they got more and more successful, and then the Ron Paul campaign came around.
That's right.
Ron Paul medallions.
That's when
that
they
was
struck.
Very threatening to them.
It was right after the Ron Paul coppers, I think, came out that they decided to strike, and essentially the federal government came in, swooped in, and stole all of their gold and silver from their armed
computers,
vault.
their papers, but everything.
They had a pretty good model, and I like what Del Valle Silver is doing as well now with silver rounds. But I like Ron Paul's idea to really phase out the Federal Reserve note by introducing competing currencies and letting people decide how they want to pay each other.
Yeah, it would be great.
Ron Paul's idea in the Fed is that there should be competition in money, and I think that would probably be the best thing.
It would be great if, I agree with you, it would certainly be useful if somebody like Ron Paul had some success at getting rid of the Federal Reserve from the top down, I don't know how
I don't see that as happening, and I don't even know how one would go about doing it. You know, I mean, that would I would leave that to experts that were above me in that understanding. But I think it's a whimsy. I think that it's like the you know the I don't know even know what these people's titles are, but people that'll go and redraw the United States with states that make more sense. You know, instead of New Hampshire and Vermont being split long ways, let's split them sideways. As a matter of fact, let's just stick them together, make one kind of rectangular state. That'll be better. You know, and they stick it together in whatever way they want to. And it's just whimsy. It's just them imagining how things are going. And I, you know, it's fine to imagine that we could shut down the Federal Reserve, but I...
Not bloody likely.
To me, you know, whimsy is the term that comes up.
Secession is far more likely.
More likely is that they'll... I don't think secession's even likely either. I think what's most likely is the United States government will spend itself into complete insolvency, and that they will cease to be the world's reserve currency, and that you'll see a monetary collapse, at which point
people realize
state governments will be responsible for running their own show because the federal government will be flailing around like a dying beast, and then the state governments will have to figure out something, or you know, people will have to figure out some kind of way to exchange goods and services.
And unfortunately, it may take that before individuals begin to really realize that the dollar is a really poor idea. And it may take hyperinflation or the failure of the federal government.
The problem is that there won't be a competition, even a competitive model out there. There won't be anything out there.
There might be. There are competitive.
But they're not competitive in the same way as the Liberty Dollar was. The Liberty Dollar was, you know, using the dollar symbol, which people could understand. Most of them are currently working in ounces, which is the safe route. I can exchange, an ounce of silver for what I consider to be $30 worth of work.
Well, but we're starting to see the beginnings of some alternatives, and you're right.
But then the Fed's going to, or, you know, the Secret Service is going to come in, kick their door
down,
take their money.
That's why secession is needed.
That's why they're scared to death. I understand, but I think secession's whimsy, too, honestly.
Well, we need to start talking about that. That needs to be a conversation people are having. Well, you talk it into reality.
I think people need to understand that that likely their state is going to be on its own at some point. God help the people in Illinois, but their state is going to be on its own at some point because the federal government isn't going to be there to save them.
Let's talk to Steel Blaze in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Steel Blaze.
Can we hold you over?
Hello, Steel. Okay, he's not there. All right, some more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is next. Coming up, the world's freest economy. The report is out. We'll give you the clue as to who is the most free and who not so much. All coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live, you take control.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.